Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. We've been bringing you this podcast since 2009, and we've been teaching the law of attraction, personal empowerment, the magic of light since, late 80s, I guess. Long time. Anyway, we've been doing it for a long time. We're very excited to be bringing you this podcast. Today, we're talking about lowering your vibration. Things that can lower your vibration can affect and infect your energy field in a negative way and can hinder you from attracting what it is that you truly desire in life. So I'm going to go through a list that I've put together now. It's a short list. And it's not complete. It's not a compendium by any means. But it will get you started thinking about the things that you do or don't do that lower your vibration. Then I'll give you some ideas and some thoughts on ways to raise your vibration. So the first thing on the list of things that lower your vibration is lack of intentions and goals. Wow, there is nothing worse in the world than meeting somebody who doesn't know what they want to do, where they want to go, what they want to be, who they are. I mean, this is a recipe for disaster. It's a recipe for laziness. It's a recipe for mediocrity. You know, you're just too valuable. You're worth too much. And when you don't have clear direction as to where you're taking your life, what you're doing with your life, what you're bringing into your life, what you're creating yourself into, that immediately affects your entire thought process, your belief system, and your energy field. And the result is disastrous. That's all I'm going to say. It really is. So get a grip. I mean, before anything else, shut off the TV, the radio, turn off the phone, get a pencil and paper, and write out your intentions. And then break them down into goals. Absolutely critical. The next thing that lowers our vibration, I mean, really lowers it, is lack of action. Lack of action. You've got to take action. I mean, this is critical. If you're not taking action every day to take your life in the direction that you desire, to empower other people around you, to feel empowered yourself and do empowering things, move in the direction of your goals. What can you do today? But when you sit around and you stagnate, that is like those ponds that stagnate. And you know, you've seen them on TV and there's mosquitoes around that. You don't want to be like that. Okay. You want to be like that river that's running down off the glacier, fresh, clean, moving, directive. That's the key. Well, another thing that will lower your vibration is low quality food and water. You've got to have clean water. You've got to have clean food. Please stay away from the GMO food. We just don't know enough to know what it does to us. So stay away from it. Stay away from the trans fats as well. Fresh, locally grown. That's the best you can do. Fresh, locally grown. Now, if you live in an area of the country that doesn't have a certain food that you like, make sure that it's grown organically. Shallow breathing is another thing on my list that lowers vibration. In through the nose, hold it, and out through the mouth slowly. Let's breathe deep throughout the day. Nice deep breath. As it says in one of the mystery traditions, breath is evidence of life. Well, too much exposure to negativity, heavy emotions from family, drama from family and friends, from the media, all that news. I mean, it's addicting. I know. You can be like addicted to CNN and Fox News 24/7. But it lowers your vibration. It lowers the vibration of the room. These talking heads just go on and on and on and on and on. And they only talk for like 2 or 3 minutes and then they're done. But you're sitting there watching, glued, hypnotized. Society, all this stuff on Facebook. You know, when I see negative stuff, I just stop. I may not get rid of the friendship because I like the person. I just stop following them altogether. So their stuff doesn't enter on my timeline. Put yourself around positive, uplifting, energizing people. And along with that, we talked about excessive TV watching. That just really lowers your vibration. Mindless repetition and living small, as I call it. Just doing the same thing every day, all the time. Not breaking out of the box. You know, taking it to the next level. How about listening to hate and anger-based music? I know sometimes you feel like pounding your fist. They used to call it head-pounding music. But, you know, Dr. Emoto has proven that this music is very, very negative. It has a hugely negative effect on water. He has pictures of it. So if you're going to listen to some hate-based, anger-based music, don't listen too long and balance it with some uplifting, spiritual, good music, okay?
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Well, another thing that can lower your vibration is separation from nature. Lack of exercise. Get out and walk. Get out and mow the lawn by hand. Get out and plant a garden. Do things in nature. Go bike riding. Be a part of the earth, not separate from the earth. Indulging your fears, false evidence that appears real. You know, worry, anger, resentment, unbalanced emotions, drama, all of this, it's a waste of your time. It's a waste of your energy. It lowers your vibration. I think withdrawing from people and relationships is a negative too. Not everybody's going to agree with you. Not everybody's on the same path. Doesn't mean you need to withdraw from the relationship altogether. Exposure to toxins in your food, your water, and your air. Do the best that you possibly can to ensure that you have clean food and air and water. Exposure to energy pollution from computers and power lines and cell phones and shopping malls. I recommend that you get some magical organite on your desk and in your office. Okay? It's absolutely essential. Get some magical organite because it will break up all that negative EMF. Now, we custom make magical organite. We don't have it on our website as of yet. But if you feel that your house just has too much EMF or negative energy, then magical organite, not ordinary organite, magical organite. We're the only ones that make it. We're the only ones that know how it really works. Ingesting chemicals, addictions of any kind, nothing wrong with a glass of wine or two, but any kind of addiction, you know, my uncle used to say, any addiction that you can't control is a bad addiction. Cigarettes, all of that lowers your vibration. And are you resisting life? Are you? Are you holding back? Come on now. Get involved. This is your time. This is your place. This is your destiny. Enjoy life. Embrace life. Well, those are some things that will lower your vibration quickly. In the next podcast, I'm going to share some ideas that will raise your vibration quickly. But, you know, there are other things on this list. So if you find anything, maybe the color, maybe you've got a room that's painted like Battleship Gray. I had an office like that years ago. And I said to my partner, I said, I know you got a good deal on the paint, but I feel like I'm inside of a warship or something here. And we had an advertising agency. And I said, let me get some of the employees to come down on the weekend and we'll repaint the place. And he said, sure, go ahead, paint it whatever color you want. So we painted it, some bright colors, put some positive creativity to it. And our business went up 30% the very next month, and it continued to stay there. People just felt happier. The artists that we had working for us felt more creative. Nobody wants to work in a Battleship Gray room unless you're in a battleship. Okay, I love you. You're special. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Do it now. Let's increase your business. Let's increase your sales. Let's advance your career. Let's build your business. Let's save your relationship. We can help you enjoy the life that you desire. This isn't something you try. It's the law of attraction. And we can help you. Visit us at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. I want you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Hey, we are out of time. Pay it forward. Do something special for someone today, and we will see you soon. You have a great day now. I mean, a fantabulous day, because you deserve it. Bye-bye. Hi, Robert Zink, master founder of the Ruach Healing Method. Attention all healers, energy workers, manifestors, and light workers. In the New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, and Texas area. Rachel and I will be sharing a special two-day workshop we call Healing Beyond Belief. Now, I've had the privilege of sharing this incredible two-day healing intensive in places like Zurich, London, Strasbourg, New York, Chicago, Pasadena, Seattle, and other special locations, including Asheville, North Carolina. We have seen and experienced amazing miracles during this two-day healing event. During this weekend, you will not only see and experience real healing, you'll become certified in the Ruach Healing Method, Angelic Healing, Advanced Energy Healing, and Energy Manipulation.
Hi, Rachel here. We promise that you will experience healing like never before in our special two-day intensive workshop and certification program. As a special bonus, those that attend will also receive Level 1, Reiki Attunement, if you are not already attuned.
Rachel and I are expecting to see astonishing energy healing miracles at this weekend event. I believe for anyone who takes the time to make the trip, this weekend will be a real life changer.
It's important to register now. We have a limited number of spaces, and the sooner you sign up, the better. We keep these workshops small, intimate, very personal, and very intense energy. This is not a weekend you will want to pass up.
Okay, now make sure that you attend. Get all the details on our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. That's lawofattractionsolutions.com. Seriously, don't put this off. Space is already beginning to fill up. This will be a healing experience like perhaps you have never seen before. So we both look forward to seeing you and spending an incredible week with you in Taos, New Mexico.